get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
The fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. God's blessings are transferable. May you catch your own today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. They are impartable. You can impart it on someone. God's blessing. They are like anointing that flows to others. Therefore, it is very rewarding if all believers and ministers of the gospel can officiate in their office with grace loaded in them to at least impart others. You must acquire what to distribute. Hallelujah. There are people who have received the spirit of faith from others, anointing to heal the sick from others. Hallelujah. The carrier of an anointing can transfer it on you. If you subject under a grace, it can rub on you. Hallelujah. It's still the same from Jesus, but that is the way He chose to impart it on you. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So you must acquire. Let my pastors listen to me. Let men of God listen to me. Go and acquire to fire. Go and acquire to redistribute. Amen. We don't want to see people on the wheelchair in our churches anymore. We don't want to see people indebted in our churches anymore. We want to be free. But our freedom is in the gospel. We don't want to be sick anymore. Why are we going to be godly and still be sick? No. Amen. The gospel is rich. Let it enrich us. None of us should be poor in His presence. None of us should be afflicted and remain in chains. Let our daddies, our mommies in Christ go out there and acquire to deliver us. Acquire from Jesus. Amen. And those of you who believe in this grace, be released from your bondage in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You must acquire what to distribute. The quality time you spend with God will determine the quality of your output in any meeting. Recently, I was asking myself a question. And the question is, are there no more new songs? Why is it that what we are listening to today are refurbished of the old? Is God no more giving, hallelujah, is God no more giving depth, inspiration to compose new Christian songs? What we are listening to now are refurbished, recreated, and amen, hallelujah, rebranded. Amen. Thank God for some gospel artists that are still giving us new tunes. May the Lord continue to bless them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just the same way as you are not a photocopy of somebody else, you will stand before God one by one. God can still download inspiration to compose new songs, new depths. In the name of Jesus. You are not a copy of anybody. You are unique. Is somebody here? You must acquire what to distribute. So the quality time you spend with God will determine the quality of your output in any meeting. Don't tell me you are always loaded. It's a lie. You are not always loaded. You need to go and sit down and wait on God so that His anointing will rub on you. And when you start ministering, you can impart on the people. Just as eating once in a week cannot carry you for long, so also is spiritual things. Every minister of the gospel must take time to do the following. Study the word of God. Remember 2 Timothy 2:15. Study the word. You must take time to study the word. Must take out time to study the word. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study.
Study. To
To show yourself approved.
A workman.
He needed not to be ashamed.
Rightly dividing the
word of truth. Praise the Lord. Study the word. Study the word. Don't depend on technology to preach, to speak. Amen. Let us be out of the depths you have received from God. Number two, pray all prayers. Pray all prayers. Ephesians 6:18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Pray all prayers. Pray all prayers.
Praying all prayers.
Praying all prayers.
Praying always with all prayers.
And all right.
In the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Hallelujah. Everyone under you needs prayer. Let somebody also open to Jeremiah 23:29. Everyone needs prayer. As a man of God, you pray for the sick in the church. You pray for those who have challenges in their job, in their employment, in every aspect of their life. You know, a man of God was sharing with us. Say, someone asked a man of God and said, "Please, sir, what are you doing for a living?" He said, "I'm not working. I am a pastor. I am not working." And he's not lying. He's not working. But you can imagine a man of God that prays for people under him every day. Put their matter before God every day. Hallelujah. Every blessed day. He's talking to God about the work of God. We then won't say he's not working. Do you know what it means to pray 3 hours every day? Or 4 hours, or to seek his face for what he's saying for his people. Amen. Moses went that way 40 days to receive for his people. So when a man of God said it's not working, it's not lying, because he knows that he's sleeping when he's supposed to be praying, to be watching. Amen. We're in the days when people go all around trying to show themselves. If you carry this virtue, you don't need to go around. You don't need it. You don't need it. What you carry will throw you around. Amen. Yes. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. It's not my word like as a fire,
saith the Lord.
Say the Lord.
And like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
I tell you, the word that will break the rocky situation of people, the word of God that will break the situation of people, that will break the hard part, hard life of people, must be received from God. Amen. Must be received from God. Proverbs 27 verse 17. Number 3, learn from other men of God. You see, we're in the days of I am better than you. It's not so. Jesus wasn't that way. Proverbs 27 verse 17.
Iron
sharpeneth iron.
So a man sharpeneth
the countenance of his friend. You don't know it all. People of God, you don't know it all. You still need to learn from others. Now, if the person you should learn from is the person you envy, you can guess the result. You will remain where you are. There are some that they mock testimonies. And that's why their bandages remain strong. They cannot learn from anybody. They are Mr. and Mrs. Know-all. It is not that way. Hallelujah. Now let's go through the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
The anointing which ye have received abideth in you.
Let's go over it again. The anointing.
For the anointing,
yes,
which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and
it's no lie. Amen.
As it has taught you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Desire new anointing and fresh anointing for greater impact. For greater impact and ease. Now, we are talking about men of God, their position to us. Their position to, because the most of the men of God, or let me say all of the men of God, they are the one Jesus is walking through them to us. But some of us that are men of God are not doing it right. Desire new anointing and fresh anointing for greater impact and ease. There was a man of God I knew, is still much alive today. All of a sudden, I saw this man, he began to pray for the sick and say, lay your hands wherever it's paining you, and I will declare, and they will be healed. And many people will file out, I'm healed from this, I'm healed from that. With my two eyes, I saw people that has bad leg, some bumps on their face, some contours, and they were healed from it. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't sit like that. Even Jesus always go to the mountain. Amen.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Hallelujah. Pray for those you are sent to. Jesus in John chapter 17 prayed for us. And the prayer is still answering till now. Pray for those you are sent to. Next one, seek direction from God. You don't know it all. There are some things you can't gain from any man. You can't gain from colleagues. Only God can tell you. So seek direction from God. You can't even gain it in your fathers in the Lord. Seek it from God. Seek direction from God. There are some certain things, if God didn't tell you, you can't hear it anywhere. Amen. The depth you are looking for is God. Let it be your desire. Hallelujah. And finally, have personal encounter with God, or have personal relationship with God, which is an instrument of change of story to those you are sent to. Amen. Hallelujah. Every minister of the gospel that is not well prepared for any meeting or any spiritual engagement may return back to his house with all the loads of evil in the life of others. I heard when somebody was, okay, see, it was a playlet that this man went on delivering and preaching to others. When he got back home, the devil has attacked the wife and children. Hallelujah. So you must be able to stand. Stand. And guard yourself. Hallelujah. Serving God with indolence opens any man to danger and eternal regret. Eternal regret. Hallelujah. How will you console a man of God that lost the only child, trying to fight battles for others? How will you console him? As the Lord liveth, you will not lose good things in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Labor to the level of fullness of the blessings of gospel of Jesus Christ. Now what are we saying? I want you to understand it very well. What we are saying is that Jesus carried, the gospel carried all the blessings of the gospel. Do we also carry it? Amen. I've seen it all over the places. Somebody went to a man of God on fruit of the womb. He prayed and fasted for him. Nothing happened. Now, another person that is not even a man of God, I just a brother in the church, pray for the same person and it happened. Amen. Carry this fullness. Whether you are a pastor or not. Hallelujah. What we are doing is that we are saying it to the whole world that the answer is in Christ. Answer is in Christ. To the point, when I was in secondary school, there was this man of God, there was this senior of us. He was in SS3 when I was in JS2. Hallelujah. And one day he was going somewhere. He shared it with us. He was preaching in the then 9/11 bus. And he was preaching to people inside the bus. And people were seem not listening. But he saw a man with a bandage in his hand. And the hand was tied to his neck. And he began to preach at that man. And said, do you know this your hand? Jesus can release you now. And he prayed for the man. He said, loose the bandage. Loose the bandage. And then they loose the bandage. And stretch your hand. And the pain was gone. Hallelujah. The pain was gone. The man was healed. The man began to use his hand. There was no sign that hand has been injured in an accident before. And everybody inside that bus, inside that 9-11 bus, gave their life to Christ. Hallelujah. It was not a pastor, it was a brother. Amen. He was our senior in school. We can carry that fullness that wherever we preach, we pray, signs and wonders, we back it up. Hallelujah. We've seen so many here in this place. That's why I'm inviting everyone to participate in our program this week, whether online or on ground. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The gospel is a blessing, but how many of us Christians carried the blessing? How many of us? How many of us? There are some ministers of the gospel. The only thing they are known for is preaching prosperity. Some, they only preach grace. Some, faith. Some, holiness. Some are known for miracle working. That's all they know. Everything should be included. The good news is that Jesus has not relegated or retarded you. You did. One of the apostles said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You can do it. Let somebody say, I can do it.
I can do it.
Say, I can do it. It's written in Philippians 4:13. Can you read it again? One, two, go. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God can use you for somebody on the wheelchair. I'm telling you, God can use you. Don't limit yourself to a particular message. That way, you are fulfilling the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. The gospel is to the poor. The gospel is to the rich. The gospel of Christ is for all. It's not for some privileged few. You should be able to declare, as Paul did, he said, I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. I am sure when I come unto you, by that time I will be more loaded than this. By that time I will have earned more anointing to the level of Christ. Amen. I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. Can somebody jump on his feet? That's Romans 15 and verse 29. Can you be on your feet? I want you to crave for more anointing now. Begin to pray. Do you need more anointing? Do you need more power? Do you need more enablement? Oh Lord, load me afresh. In the name of Jesus, empower me afresh. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. You can get more gift of Holy Spirit. Cry for more. Cry for more. Jesus, enhance me with my anointing. Oh Lord, anointed to heal the sick. Anointed to raise the dead. Oh Lord, load me, load me, load me with my anointing. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I pray for my empowerment. Oh Lord, I pray for my empowerment. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want to ask you some questions. How many of us can sit for 24 hours to study the Bible that today I'm not doing anything? Maybe you're on leave at work. I'm just studying the Bible for 24 hours. How many of us can just say, I want to read some gospel book today. I want to study books on prosperity. I want to study books. Are you getting me? You just want to study something about God. Oh, I'm going on ionmyzion.org. I'm going to be studying 25 voices from Zion today. Amen. When you study the word, when you pray, when you sit with messages, gospel messages, you are enhancing the blessings of the gospel inside of you. Hallelujah. And the battle you cannot face today, when you receive from Christ, you will be able to face it. You will be able to win over it. Are you getting me? Things you cannot do before, you'll be able to do it. Praise God. You see, when you call the name of Jesus, it will answer to the level of your spiritual enhancement. There are some people, when they call in the name of Jesus, the devil will fly out and never return. Some, when they call the name of Jesus, the devil will just shiver. Some, when they call the name of Jesus, the devil say, can you call another one? Say it again. Because carries no weight. Amen. But there are some, if they call the name of Jesus, the devil will run out of that environment. It's a level. You have to get there. We are in the generation of noise. There are noise all around us. There are noise all around us. Noise here and there. Praise the Lord. We need to settle with God so that we settle our case. You see, if there's anything you have picked today, you need to be loaded with what to distribute. Is somebody here? Is somebody here? Some of us that have challenges today, as long as your power, you don't have ability to come out of it, it shows your level spiritual. If those men of God you run to have not enhanced themselves, they have not taken time to pray, they have not taken time to seek the face of God, they cannot be a solution to you. Amen. If you read your Bible very well, the Gospels, you find Jesus on the mountain. Jesus on the mountain. Jesus praying. He saw him on the mountain of transfiguration. Moses and Elias appear to him, Matthew chapter 17. You have to take out time with God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for the required discipline. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Oh Lord, empower me to camp with you. Empower me to seek more of you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, give me grace to seek more of you, to know more of you. I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. In the name of Jesus. Grace to discipline myself. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I declare, if anyone hearing me and you have a sibling that is insane, raise the name of that person up. You have somebody in psychiatric hospital. As the Lord liveth, I declare healing in the name of Jesus. I declare restoration of soundness in the name of Jesus. If anyone is tied down in sickness, if anyone is down, doctor has done everything to do, the sickness is still remain. I declare Jesus touches you right now. Be touched in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Maybe you have received sack notice and they say they want to terminate your appointment. Within 24 hours, the case is turning on your behalf. No more sack letter. Receive promotion letter in the name of Jesus. Maybe they have plot you, they have gathered against you. They want to bring you down. As the Lord liveth, you are not going down. You are going up. Those who gather against you, they are scattering. In the name of Jesus. Before this time tomorrow, you are already jubilating. In the name of Jesus. If there's anything the enemy has already grabbed, that this thing, I will take it away from you. It could be your daughter. It could be your son. It could be one of your relatives. It could be your spouse. You could see that devil's hand has grabbed this person. Devil's hand has grabbed this job from me. Oh, I declare, devil, release it in Jesus' name. Whatever the enemy has grabbed from you and he wanted to take away, I command, oh Lord, cut off his hand. Jesus, cut off his hand. In the name of Jesus, for every Christian listening to me, from today, you will enjoy God more. From today, you will understand what it means to walk, to live in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. In the name of Jesus, your anointing will not reduce. Receive this grace, and so shall it be. I want you to shout amen 7 times. Want to go? Amen. 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 Jesus, be my
guide. Hold me to your side. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.